This is Black Cat Radio.
I got a show tonight at the comedy joint, but before I hit the stage, I get my shit on point. I get my muscles loose with that jacuzzi fog, then I get a portrait painted of me and my dog. I sit for a portrait of me and Mayor Cutie, then I get it airbrushed on my booty. Then they paint it on a cake, I only take one bite. Fuck those starving kids, gotta keep my cinch tight.
If I envision what my own personal hell looks like, it's definitely hanging out with nothing but Christians for all eternity. Listening to contemporary Christian rock music. Why? Why would they think that's music that would compel people to join their religion? If you play it backward, you can hear God screaming, "No! Not in my name!" I mean, they had beautiful Christian music. They had gospel music and Byzantine chanting, like, "Oh!" Now it's like, "Me and Jesus eat a sandwich in the back of my pickup truck." Okay, fuck it. I guess I'll join up then. That joke was put on the front page of YouTube at one point, and I was very excited about it, because when you get a joke on the front page of YouTube, you get all these views, you get hundreds of thousands of views, and I was super excited about that until I opened up the clip, and I looked at the 1,500 comments underneath the clip, the kind of tidal avalanche of theological warfare that I'd set off between the online atheist loser community and the online religious loser community, fucking battling it out on my fucking clip! Taking my moment in the internet sunshine for their pathetic turf war, like, "There is no God, you believe a lie, you're an idiot. There is a God, you're going to hell, you're a sinner. This comedian looks like a faggot. Idiot, faggot, sinner, faggot."
We're sitting next to Tuner in Head to Hilton Hotel, and I'm sitting here with...
Moshe Kasher.
Natasha Leggero.
And you're in the third week of the International Comedy Festival. This was your first night playing in Tuner. How did you like it?
It was perfect. It's a very strange experience to be interviewed immediately after a set.
I haven't gone on yet, so now right. I'm horrified.
Why? Why?
I'm nervous that they're not going to understand my jokes.
That it implies now that they didn't understand mine. You see,
that's and they did understand you because
they
well,
did.
Yeah, the audience was laughing loudly. So
they were laughing loudly, folks.
You did great.
It was fun.
You it's had all, that 16-year-old in the audience.
That was good. That was a good moment.
There's a 16-year-old in the audience.
No, they got together when they were 16.
Oh,
and they've been together for 6 years. And I did bad. I had a hard time with the math. I did 22. Down to -6, and I got 17 twice. So I lost a bit of the math nerds in the audience.
That's not your strong suit anyway.
That's true. It was fucking in comedy.
Is this his first time performing in Holland?
First time being in Holland. What about you? You've been here.
I've performed in Rotterdam twice.
Oh, all right.
Once was great, once was not fun. So I'm hoping we have at least in the middle somewhere.
Yeah. You're a married couple, right?
Yes.
Yeah. you were looking at me in a way I got like.
No, we had a rough weekend last weekend, so we are a recently divorced couple, but still touring.
Moshe, I told you they don't always understand sarcasm
here. Right. Okay, well, we are a recently divorced couple.
When I came to Rotterdam, my opener, I said, "I don't think women are funny either." And this guy, it was at a TV taping, and this guy in the front row said very loudly during my TV taping, "If she doesn't think women are funny, why is she on stage?" So I'm worried about something like that.
All right. I think it's more that individual person than
the Dutch.
Yeah.
He was sitting in the front row of a TV taping. So.
Yeah. What was the first time when you saw her perform? What did you think?
First time I saw Natasha perform, that was many, many years before we started dating, and I thought she was a monster, in a good way. Monster... meaning good, monstrous comedian of
monster
good
is
in a good.
Usually a bad thing.
Yeah, I mean most kind, but a monster, a good monster, like a Cookie Monster. I thought she was I thought she was Cookie Monster from Sesame Street.
They might not have that here.
I thought she was Stroop Waffle Monster.
Whatever
you.
There it is. Speak of the devil.
And what was your thought when you saw him perform for the first time?
That I did not want to follow Moshe. He's right. Very hard to follow. And I am following him tonight, but it's with, as you call it, an interval.
Saw you on stage, and you have a really explicit persona on stage.
Explicit persona?
You mean X-rated? Is that what you mean?
No.
What do you mean explicit?
Explicit, you're
do you really amplify a part of your personality on stage? Is that your drive? Or
I think so. I think all comedians are themselves times two, right? Wouldn't you say? Mm-hmm.
Yes, you have to be sort of a first-rate version of yourself on stage, or some people explain it as your evil twin. Mm-hmm. Or
I like that.
Yeah, that's
evil
cool.
Twin. So it's like a second-rate. First and second-rate version of yourself.
Is it your evil twin that's on stage? That's going with people, or is
your hip, your stand-up persona loves hip-hop.
I think that it is. I love crowds. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes they're awful. Sometimes they're great. But they're always, there's always something in there. Like, tonight there was a couple, that couple that had been dating since they were 16, they're in a six-year relationship, and their father was sitting between them, which was a very fun, magical moment. And that's the kind of moment that I'm always looking for in every show. It's like that little moment in the crowd where I unlock some secret that was in there. So to me, that's the main thing that I'm after. But in terms of my persona, yeah, I mean, I'm more of a jerk. I'm definitely more of a mischievous rascal on stage than I am off stage.
Mm-hmm. And is that for you true as well? Is it your evil twin that comes out on stage when the microphone is on?
For sure, yes. She's definitely. It's been hard too because, you know, I now that I'm married, I have to like just be a little softer.
No, you don't.
Well, I can't say that I'm, you know, just I just married you to practice emotions.
Yeah, I want you to.
All right.
What are you looking for? In the week in Amsterdam?
I don't know. This red light district, I guess? Is that the joke people make? I don't know. No, what am I looking for? I always like the thing about performing internationally, especially in a place where everybody's speaking English as their second language, is you're definitely always, but even if it's an English-speaking country, you're definitely always figuring out in the early set what works, what doesn't, what references strike people, what so that you can construct a set for the end of the week that will be cobbled together and perfectly honed.
All right. And was that your experience as well in Rotterdam?
Well, both times I went to Rotterdam, I was here filming a TV tape, but it was like a TV special. Mm-hmm. Who was it again?
Jorge Lyman?
Jorge
Lyman, yes.
All right.
Jorge. What's his first name?
Jorge.
Jorge.
But then we'll say Jorge.
Jürgen.
Like Jorge.
Jürgen.
Yeah, Jürgen.
Jürgen, that sounds familiar. Yes, I was doing Jürgen's TV show, and so it was just a 7-minute set each time, so it wasn't really...
But did you have time to hone it?
Oh, no, I didn't, unfortunately. So hopefully with these four shows, we'll be able to work on it a little more.
All right. I'm wishing you the best of luck and lots of fun in Amsterdam, so thank you very much.
Mostly we're just happy to be here and looking forward to hanging out and performing here for the first time. That's fun and exciting for me.
And Moshe, you asked what people here call it. It sounds like it's Amsterdam.
Amsterdam?
Amsterdam.
Yeah. Amsterdam. That's exactly, nah. Right. Amsterdam. Yeah, that's what we say. We say the same thing.
Okay.
Well, you know how some places are like called Germany, Deutschland?
Yeah.
Why do I call it Germany? I don't know. Is it why do we do things like that? It's a question that I've been unsuccessful answering. So if any of those Dutch listeners out there have the answer why countries rename other countries when they already have names, what do you call Venice?
Venezia.
You call it
you call it Venezia?
All right.
Yeah. Why do we call it Venice?
What do you call Paris?
Paris.
Paris.
It's not called Paris. It's called Paris. So why don't you say Paris?
Hey, come on, don't be missing on the Dutch guy.
Me too. I'm the American guy. Why do I say Paris? It doesn't make sense.
Did you ever follow the whole discussion about we got the Netherlands and Holland?
That's too much for me.
That's how it started.
Tonight.
All right.
What is going? You guys have four things, and that's a lot. It's a lot to take in. Dutch. You speak Dutch. You are Dutch. You're from. And this is the Netherlands, but it's also Holland.
Yeah.
And also...
You're from Holland.
And you're from Holland. And nobody here is wearing wooden shoes, which is a grave disappointment.
Yeah.
It's like bullshit.
Yeah,
if you come to America,
it's a marketing thing.
If you come to America, we're going to shoot you.
Yeah, I know.
That's going to happen.
That's the reason why it kept me away from America.
No, I'm just saying that will happen. It's not like, oh, no. That's something that we... No, we're fucking shooting you. So, return the favor, is all I'm saying.
Wear the shoes. Yeah, we'll do that. Thank you very much.
Thank you.